incessant talkers. They are in desperate need for company. Those bastards say, "Hello," and "How are you?" to every single person they pass, even to those who mark their disinterest. Holding up your phone to cover most of your face is a clear sign, at least to me. Besides, one doesn't just talk to strangers like that. Not here in Uppsala, not in Stockholm either, for that matter. Isn't that some sort of thing you only do abroad? Agda. Is there an Agda here? A woman in a classic white coat peeks her head into the waiting room. Glasses, a short haircut. She looks like she has been working here for way too long. Perhaps she once had ambitions, wished to go to work at a real hospital, but then got stuck here at the care center. I guess a lot of people do. Thank God for my office job that doesn't require me to look at people's asses and open wounds all day. I sigh and shift in my creaking chair. Had my phone not been dead, I would have had a lot more fun, but now I have no choice but to sit and observe. Like one of those crazy people you hate sitting next to because they sit so close and follow your every move. I guess they don't have anything better to do. Two Agdas get up, and the doctor has to sort things out and ask one of them to retake her seat. Oh, the drama. I reach for my bag to check the time, but then I remember. The phone. Fuck. When one Agda was escorted out of the waiting room, another doctor enters. I stare at him. Really stare. Can doctors really be that attractive? His hair alone is dark and messy, as if he just stepped out of a summer storm. Does he not brush it? Or does it stand on end no matter what he tries to do about it? Either way, it looks crazy hot. And the stubble, too. I'm sure it would feel rough against my hand. God, I want to touch it. Cassandra, get it together. You remember what happened the last time you tried to flirt with a doctor? Julia's dare. The tingling feeling in my body, I remember flashing my flirtiest smile, pulling down the neckline of my tank top just above my breasts, and swaying my hips a little bit too much. The plan was to make the doctor kiss me. A proper makeout was not obligatory. Julia was waiting for me in the waiting room. It was the most embarrassing thing that has ever happened to me. The doctor was squeezing my breast. I had, of course, made up a story about feeling a lump, and while he was prodding them, I put my hand against his cheek and... No, too painful to think about. I can't believe I thought I could pull that off. So vain. Doctors are professionals. It is about as likely that they would make a move on a patient as me dragging a colleague into the copy room at my office. It's probably illegal, too. All the fun things are. Cassandra. The man reads from a sheet of paper. I look up. Kind, dark eyes meet mine. Yes? My voice is reduced to a squeak. I rush to pick up my handbag from the floor, get up and adjust to my dress. Taking a few steps forward, I hold his gaze. I grasp his outstretched hand. Up close, his pupils are as black as space itself, and his irises a light brown, like fields of barley in a sunset. His hand is warm, but he is not smiling. Is he this serious with everybody, or is it something about me?
Marco,
he says. Cassandra.
I know. Follow me.
I know? What an ass. He turns around and walks out of the waiting room and enters a long and narrow corridor. Of course, the walls are painted white. Everything is white at hospitals and care centers. I follow him and nod politely when a nurse passes us. There are paintings on the walls and my shoes click against the polished floors. All of a sudden, Marco stops, opens a door, and waves me in.
Please, take a seat. If you want to, you can hang your handbag over there.
Thank you. He sits down in his burgundy office chair in front of the computer, and I take a seat in the wooden chair that seems to be intended for patients. He silently stares at one of the screens, clicks the mouse a little, and then scrolls down.
Now what?
I swing one leg over the other and wait. Is he not going to ask me why I have come? The daylight seeps in through the blinders where a few plants are placed on the windowsill, live plants. The edges of the computer screens are covered with multicolored post-its, and across the room, a few odd tools hang on the wall. Perhaps you examine your ears with them.
Are you quite finished with your inspection?
I startled. I'm not inspecting anything, just waiting for us to get started.
Good.
He now holds his gaze.